A lot of you folks call in with teenager problems. This article comes from a health magazine, and it gives you what they think is a great way to deal with your teens. So let's see what they say, and then let's see what we say. It says here, diffuse teen tantrums with giggles. The next time you're stuck in a heated argument with your teen or your preteen, skip the sarcasm and go for a laugh. Pretend you're Bill Cosby, Robin Williams, or Lucille Ball. Be funny. You'll help your kid become more resilient, socially competent, and better able to control his emotions, according to recent research. Let me stop right there. Bill Cosby, Robin Williams, and Lucille Ball are three of the comedic geniuses of the last 50 years. A talent like those three comes along once in every bazillion people. But that's okay. You run-of-the-mill parents, you need to be that. And furthermore, Robin Williams, Lucille Ball, and Bill Cosby probably didn't have to deal with their kids on a day-to-day basis like you have to deal with yours. But let's move to the next paragraph. Ready? Kids whose parents made light of stressful situations during the turbulent teenage years were less anxious and hostile, and more willing to discuss the conflict in a constructive way, says researcher Elizabeth Harris Stanley. You ever notice these women researchers from universities all got two last names? Elizabeth Harris Stanley of Arizona State University. Here is the trick. You set limits while you're laughing. Mom and dad, who used humor successfully in the study, took a deep breath, remained calm, and listen to their children before responding. Even though they joked around, they maintained certain expectations. Okay? So, here's what you got to do. Your kid walks in and goes, yeah, right, whatever. You go, hey, honey, did you hear the one about the two dogs who walked into a bar? One dog said to the other. Now, you people know I enjoy humor. And wherever possible, I use humor on my children, because one of my philosophies is, what good is it to have children if you can't laugh at them? However, the problem with an article like this, we're not all innately funny, and it's not easy to do, and you have to have a certain temperament and a certain loose mind. Now, if they were to say, try to stay calm, I can understand that. Or if they were to say, try not to take the behavior personally, I can understand that. But what they want you to do in this article is they want you to be funny. Ready? Role play. Mimic your child's behavior in a playful manner to illustrate the consequences of his actions. So if your kid walks in and goes, yeah, right, Mom, then you go, yeah, right, honey. See, just kind of tease him back, that's all. So if he's being snotty, disdainful, and disrespectful, you just giggle. Just go, oh, I love the way you abuse me. Oh, that is so cute. Oh. Compromise. Ready? Offer off-the-wall but funny resolutions to the conflict. So your kid comes in and says, hey, Mom, is it all right with you if I take five girls to the drive-in Friday night, that starts at 8 o'clock. It's a triple feature. Should be done by 4 in the morning. Then we're going to go get something to eat. And then we're going to go to a dawn party. Is that okay with you? Ha, that's great, honey. I'll tell you. Why don't you take 10 girls? And you know what? Stay away a couple days. Let me give you $40. Now, I don't have any problem with doing that, because that basically says I will make fun of ridiculous requests, which is okay. Crack jokes about something unrelated to the problem before tackling the issue. Mom, I'm 16. I want to drop out of school because I hate it here, and I've never really liked living here the last 5 years. Well, now you got to crack jokes. Honey, did you hear the one about the two guys in Europe? This will just kill you. This one about the two guys in Europe. The one guy's an Englishman. He says to the Frenchman, now what's my problem with this article? Because how could you possibly have trouble with humor with kids? I don't. I think humor's great with kids. But the implication here, there's two implications I really don't like. One, it kind of implies that we can naturally do this as parents. This is hard to do. This is something that you have to have a bent for. That's the first thing. The second thing is, an awful lot of this stuff is nasty teen behavior. And you may not feel like joking about it. You may not go, oh, my God, honey, you stayed out till 4 in the morning. That's a kicker. Oh, I remember when I used to do that. Oh, I was wondering when we could giggle about this together. You know, someday over Thanksgiving turkey, we're just going to sit around and yuck it up with your 4 out of wedlock kids. That's going to be great. No, you may not be in that mood. But the other thing is, there isn't an implication about actual discipline here. I mean, I understand. For example, I'll give you a classic example of this. My son walks up today. There was this article in the newspaper. It says down at the bottom, kids, how to protect yourself from your parents. And he says, hey, mom, dad, I got to read this. I got to know how to do this. And my daughter, who is 14, and who is very quick to correct the whole world because the world is wrong, said to him, no, Andrew, this is not for young kids, this is for adult kids from their adult parents. And I said, Andrew, you don't have to worry about you protecting yourself from us. You can sue us. He goes, yeah, that's right, pain and suffering. I said, yeah, but you know the problem is, if you sue me, you got to sue mom because her name's on half this stuff. And I know you don't want to sue mom. Okay, so I was teasing him about stuff like that. But you know the difference? It wasn't a nasty situation. He wasn't snotting off. He wasn't trying to challenge some limit or rule or expectation. So I talked about him suing us. Besides, if he sues us, he's got to sue my parents because really they're the ones who start all this, and then their parents. Then he's got to sue Italy because my grandparents came from Italy and probably work his way all the way back to Hannibal who crossed the Alps. You can be funny. You can do what you can to be funny. But remember, articles like this just make you feel a little incompetent because, you know, you can't be Bill Cosby, Robin Williams, or Lucille Ball. It says here, be funny. Oh, okay, just flip a switch and be funny.